I have just one verse on my heart that I'd like to read. 1 Corinthians 16. 1 Corinthians 16. And verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. I've read this verse many times, and I know you have too. But I felt recently that it is very appropriate to the day in which we live. And if I may, could I speak a little particularly to the young people here? We all need this exhortation. But Corinth was a city, I venture to say, where things were going on very much as they are in our Western society today. They were wealthy, quite wealthy. They were well educated. They took a certain amount of pride in their education and in their knowledge and in their worldly wisdom. They had a lot of gift when it came to the assembly. And now we're switching gears. We're talking about the believers there. The believers had a lot of gift, and Paul gives them credit for it. But as we well know, there were quite a number of things lacking in that assembly, quite a number of things to which Paul had to speak going through this first epistle. And here we have an exhortation which I have wondered, why does Paul, seemingly out of the blue, put this verse here at the end of 1 Corinthians with these pithy little exhortations in short phrases? Watch ye. There's a need to watch today. We've had it brought before us in our meetings. We can never be off guard. We used to have an old brother in our assembly. He's long since with the Lord now. But he said to me one time, he said, Bill, won't it be wonderful when we get to heaven for the first time really to relax? We relax down here, don't we? And I'm thankful for the opportunities. But if we are really walking before the Lord, we never can really relax. The devil is always there waiting to trip us up. The old sinful self is just waiting there to get us into sin. The world is constantly alluring us into that which would spoil our enjoyment of Christ and our Christian testimony. The Lord Jesus said the same words, "What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." It's necessary more than ever today. Stand fast in the faith. Notice the article, the faith, there. That means, if we could use the expression, the whole body of revealed truth. Stand fast in it. I say it to my own heart because I know more about my own failure than about anybody else's. But it's very easy when we see a giving up of things that we know are true in God's Word. I say again, it's very easy to rationalize our giving it up by virtue of circumstances and what others are doing. I was at a funeral a few weeks ago, and a dear brother came up to me. I don't think he'd mind my saying this, and his wife there. I knew them, not well, but I knew them. They once were gathered to the Lord's name. They left many years ago. And the wife launched into a long chat. She didn't have to do this, but she told me, you know, Bill, it was just our kids, and we saw them this and that and the other thing, and we felt we just had to do this and that in order to keep them going on for the Lord, and on it went. I didn't say anything because the deed was already done. I sympathized with them. My heart went out to them. I have children too, and many here have. Some are growing up, some are still young, and you want the best for them. But is there ever an excuse for not standing fast in the faith? Absolutely not. Can I trust the Lord for my children? Think of what Hannah did back in the days when she and Elkanah lived in the days of the judges. Took that little boy Samuel up to Shiloh, to the house of the Lord. And what was going on there? Wicked men in terms of the sons of Eli. And everybody knew they were wicked. And everybody knew, too, that Eli was powerless to restrain them and to deal with them. She takes that little boy up there, not as a boy that was old enough to, shall we say, decide on his own what was right. The child was young, it says. And she commits him to the care of whom? Eli? Yes, outwardly. But ultimately, I believe, she looked higher than that to the Lord. And she said, the Lord will look after him. And the Lord did. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. I don't think that exhortation is restricted to men. But maybe it's good to speak a little bit about men. Especially young men. Quit you like men. What does that mean? We know what the expression means. It's kind of an old English expression. It means approach the situation like men. As most of you know, I have always enjoyed young people. And I have always enjoyed young men and young women. I appreciate their energy, their ability to do things, their confidence, their strength. It's wonderful to see that. And as some of us get a little older and find that things aren't the same as they used to be, we appreciate that in young people, whether it's mental strength or physical strength or whatever it might be. Wonderful. Is that what he's talking about here? Quit you like men, be strong. Turn to a verse in the Old Testament that has often exercised my heart. It's a bit of an obscure verse, but turn to the 144th Psalm. Psalm 144. We won't dwell on it, but at the beginning of this psalm, we find an expression that deals with man in his weakness. There's a similar expression in the beginning of the psalms. We know it well. Lord, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and so on. That's man in Christ, in his strength. But here in verse 3 of Psalm 144, it's man in his weakness. But then what does he say later on in the psalm? Verse 12, this is the verse I had in mind. That our sons may be as plants, grown up in their youth. That our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished or sculptured after the similitude of a palace. That our daughters may be, I think the Darby reads, corner columns. What does it mean to be growing up in your youth? Does it mean to have a 40-year-old head on 20-year-old shoulders? Does it mean to do all the things that people do in middle life, even though you're only a teenager? No, that doesn't sit, does it? Nobody appreciates that. It doesn't fit, does it? Everything in God's eyes is beautiful in its season. And God doesn't expect young people to act like those with old heads. I say it equally. Sometimes we with older heads have to remember not to try and make fools of ourselves by acting young again. But the point is, everything is beautiful in its season. What does it mean then to be growing up in your youth? I believe in the sense in which we have it here in 1 Corinthians 13, it is to have a sense of responsibility before the Lord. Were the Corinthians like men? Oh, they thought they were. They could do a lot of things. They had a lot of gift. They had a lot of wealth. They thought they were somebodies. But were they really men in the eyes of the Lord? I don't want to be irreverent or flippant. But the Corinthians, in many cases, if I may use the expression, were spiritual wimps. Is that awful to say that? Why were they spiritual wimps? Because they were doing all of the things that they shouldn't be doing as men in Christ. Oh yes, the world may have applauded what they were doing, But what the Lord looks for, and I'd like to address myself to the young men here today. God has given you an opportunity to show leadership in a day when there's much giving up. In a day when, as we've had in these meetings, we're heading down toward the end. There's an opportunity for leadership. And young men, the sisters are looking to you for leadership, not just for prowess on the volleyball court or in something like that. Yes, that's good in its place. I like that too. But they're looking to you for spiritual leadership. As plants growing up in your youth, quit you like men. What do real men do in the New Testament? We don't want to go on about it, but real men eat strong meat. Real men don't have to be fed like babies all their lives. Real men don't listen to things that are said in the meeting and say, that's way over my head. I couldn't get anything out of it. Real men go home and dig a little bit and say, what did that brother mean anyway? What was he getting at? I want to know more. What else were the Corinthians doing? They were showing off. Oh, they had gift and they wanted to show off. Men before God want to act in Christ's interests. They want to act before Him. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says, when I became a man, I put away childish things. There are things that go along with growing up that we all understand. But God is looking for leadership among young people today. And sisters, you are not exempt. I believe God is speaking to you here, and so He says, quit you like men, be strong. Strong. I love to see strength in anyone, especially in young people. And I particularly appreciate it when it's exercised on my behalf. I don't think the others would mind my saying this, but not this past summer, but the summer before, I decided to go back to the boundary waters of northern Minnesota and go wilderness camping with my brother-in-law Don Rule and a few other people. But Don and I both found that the years had taken their toll, and it wasn't so easy to hoist a 60-pound pack on your back and a canoe on your shoulders and go over a portage and so on. Things weren't what they used to be. We were glad for some young men there who had the strength. Oh, we would have managed. We just would have had to go slower. But the point was, it was nice to have some young men. I appreciated that strength. But you know what the Lord is looking for in you young men and young sisters is spiritual strength. Using that mind, that energy, that ability that you have for Him, be strong. What does it mean to be strong? Oh, it means that if the Lord says, stand alone, you don't say, oh, I have to run away. I haven't got anybody to support me. No, you say, by God's grace, I'll stand up and be counted. The Corinthians needed this exhortation, and so do you and I. But God wouldn't give it to us if it weren't possible to carry it out in His strength. Now, John Mark said he'd like there to be room for three. I'm going to sit down and maybe somebody else has something for the last few minutes.